Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today's talk is with Reverend Herman. He's helped me with my videos, my social media, my website marketing for the last 11 years. It's crazy. He is partially blind, almost fully blind, has problems with his hips walking now too. I'm trying to catch him before he is 1 foot in the grave, literally. He has understood that good marketing works with what he's done before. And now we've implemented that over time, again, 11 years, into our practice as a website, from website to educational videos, to YouTube, to social media platforms like Instagram or Facebook for one too. But as he speaks in the talk too, he talks about how we've educated our patients to make them understand that chiropractors are part of the medical profession to help back pain, neck pain, which was not the social norm before. We've helped change our, at least our local community's perception of that. He also talks about, too, about how his overall life's been affected by our practice and by our relationship with him. I call us Herman and Dr. Tony Productions. That's what I've named it. At that point, too, and overall, how we've kind of progressed and will continue to progress to make our patients more aware of how to stay healthy and overall how to find good chiropractors and good health professionals in general, right? So enjoy the talk. Hope it's fun and educational and also, too, and I'll see you afterwards.
All right, this is Dr. Tony again, you chiropractic clinic in Upland, chiropractor in Upland, Claremont, Cucamonga. This is Reverend Herman. What he has done, and we're going to walk through, is how we started, how we met first. He's been my marketing guru since we started going on the World Wide Web back then. He wants to give you the history from his point of view, Mr. Herman, how things worked out and how things started. So go ahead, take it over, my friend.
Okay, thank you. We met in kind of an unusual way, and sometimes when you meet people that way, you end up with lifelong friendships or relationships. We happened to be at the dog park in Upland with a brand new dog we had rescued from the shelter, and I met Dr. Tony and his daughter with their dog at the dog park. And I thought, this guy is pretty sharp. So I looked him up and then contacted him about doing marketing for him. Now, I'm an old-fashioned marketer. I'm used to sending out letters and then making calls to follow up on the letter to make sure that the customer got the information that we wanted to send to him. But when I met Dr. Tony, he had some different ideas, which really were revolutionary at the time.
What time is this? What time frame? Give me a year, or how many years ago?
It was about 11 years ago.
2019 now.
Yeah.
That'd be nine. I'm not good at math. 2008-ish.
2008-ish, yeah.
Okay.
So, after we had a nice talk and lunch at Coco's, we decided to go a different route. Instead of putting his company into a phone book and hoping people would look at the phone book and find him, or to put them on just Google and hoping people would find him, we decided to really get into the social network program. And in the beginning, we started out with, I believe it was Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
even before that, too, we started with our just website.
That's right, just a website.
No, just a simple, it was basically a flat website with
very
nothing,
flat.
No moving parts at all.
So we started from that period and built on it with Facebook, went on to use all the other social media that was available to us. And
what did we do, though? What did we do on those sites? What did we put on there information-wise back in 08-09 when we went from Yellow Pages?
Yeah, the first
we're paying $1,200 a month.
Yeah.
Here, just to have a Yellow Page ad, which was back then, before 2007-2008, was the thing to do.
Yes.
And from there, things started dying off because the website started taking off. People started doing Google searches for things. Other sometimes platforms would pop off. Facebook was just the infancy getting started for one too. So would we put on our first website? What kind of information did we put on there?
I think it was very basic. We showed the office. We showed Dr. Tony. We showed Dr. Weaver. And basically the interior of the of the studio mm-hmm. where the doctors work. However, Dr. Tony came up with an idea which was really unique, I think, for someone in the medical field, and that was that he would take questions from people who saw us on Facebook. And that worked out real well. The next thing we did was go on to the other social media, which was...
Oh, we did some Instagram, we did YouTube, actually YouTube.
We wanted YouTube, and what we did there was something also unique to the medical industry, and that is we started doing client interviews on how they felt they were being treated in the office from the staff and from the doctors, and that went viral. People began telling other people about Euclid Chiropractic and the two doctors that worked here and the personal care that they got. That led us on to all the other social medias, which were
Instagram, YouTube, more different type platforms on Google. Obviously, Facebook has their, we did different pages on Facebook, so we had business page versus personal. We have now we do LinkedIn, which wasn't very popular back then.
Right.
But those are the major ones, both Facebook, YouTube, and Google.
And the YouTubes were interesting in that they just weren't conversations between the doctor and his patients, but he began to teach short videos and short things that people could do in their home. Various exercises, everything from standing against the wall and stretching your arms to doing snowmen on the floor, and taught people some of the other things that just are not talked about.
Well, we take a step back too. We started doing even before that was educational videos between 5 and 10 minutes long, which wasn't done very often anymore back in 2009, 2010,
right.
Was a lot of how do you deal with back pain?
Yes.
How do you deal with neck pain? How do you deal with headaches? How do you deal with dizziness or knee problems? So those were longer videos we would do with my interns here, excuse me, to educate people on the benefits of that's what YouTube was meant for. People went there to look for those type of things. Now it's kind of, and now it also came with a link of an actual post, an article on there, so you got the article plus the video that was done throughout the week. So every week we'd had a different topic. We talk about how, and from there too, like Herman mentioned, how to exercise for that. We did topics on, from the topics of back pain, neck pain, relief, whatever it might be, the jump tops of chiropractic and back pain relief went from more how do you work on exercise videos. How do you add them to your routine? And that became popular, exactly, you had mentioned. So we went from there and added that to our repertoire, our library of YouTube videos and Facebook, too, to add that to our overall system. And then from there, it's like Herman mentioned also, according to the same time, our reviews or testimonial videos from our patients, too. So you added that to our routine. Like one of them, I think it was Sonia, top of my head, went viral. She was a little bit older, but very vibrant, very, very energized. She had like 5,000 YouTube videos in the first, I think, month or so, which back then was a lot of videos.
Yes, it was.
So a lot of it, we kind of looked at what was working and focused on that. And then also when things came up, how to incorporate that into our business. Went from more of just yellow pages. We actually stopped that completely back in, I want to say, 2009, 2010. Started paying for that completely, going right to social media. That was it. That was a transition.
And then the next step was to go to senior citizens centers where we could actually show the people directly in the senior centers how these various exercises and programs worked. This became very popular so that more and more senior centers, pardon me, were inviting the doctor to come and talk to their seniors. And from there, the word spread so much that the doctor eventually expanded his area of influence beyond just Upland, but into Montclair, Rancho Cucamonga, and other areas that are local. And if you know California, there are 55 contiguous cities in this area. So we were able to move the information out mostly by doing the videos and the conversations or the training at the Senior Citizens Center. So more and more people became aware that they could be healed without having to take medications. And one of the things that the doctor has talked about, and one of the things that has really made me very supportive of this, is that he does not talk about taking medications such as hydrocodone or any of the other opioids. All of this has to do with straightening out the bones, the ligaments, and the muscles, putting them back into their correct place so that it removes the pain. And through exercise and learning how to walk properly, how to bend properly, how to get up off the floor properly, really help the people become well again without taking pills.
Perfect. And kind of extend on that too, Herman. The benefit of, I think, that I found and we found together was going to centers and starting to teach and educate people was not only we get free content for our videos, but also the word of mouth. Hey, I have a talk next month. Make sure you're for this one. And then Sally would tell Mary, make sure you're there also. Yes. And what we did too, I think back in 2016, is start putting those videos on YouTube again. And we'd email those videos to the actual people that show up for the talks, and they would spread it that way too.
Right.
So it's using that same content and same education, maybe spread it 3-4 different ways, through email, through YouTube, through sharing the videos. At that point, it kind of gave you more of an expansion to other centers, even the schools too, doing talk at schools about becoming a healthcare professional. Good mention too.
Even sporting organizations, baseball players, football players, basketball players, learned an awful lot. The one thing that I personally liked about the videos is once the videos are done, they sort of form a catalog of the different types of things that can be done by the patient or the client without being right here with the doctor. And to me, even though I'm dealing with him on a daily basis,
every day,
I can go back and look at various videos that help me. And I know that other people do the same thing because it's a catalog of videos, as I just said. And you could go back to just about any type of exercise or discussion that the doctor has had. I can't think of what it's called at the moment, but the blog.
Well, there's also, we did too initially, was put them on our website, categorizing that, because that was the thing to do. People went on websites back then, back in, I want to say 2011 through 2014 maybe. But from there, people started gravitating more YouTube or even Facebook too. So now we do it, if you have what's called playlist on YouTube, that allowed to categorize them through testimonial reviews, through our podcast, maybe category that way, or through exercises, that category, educational category, adjustment videos category. So things like that, we've done that. Facebook has kind of catched up to that for one, too, that we've seen. I haven't used it as much ways to categorize that, too. But also looking, sending people videos on how to stretch, and incorporating those videos back to our patients again.
Yes.
Someone has back pain, send them a low back stretch. So we send an actual link to their email, and it goes back to YouTube, so they can see more videos on back stretching, on back strengthening, and getting themselves well again.
I forgot what I was going to say.
About that one thing I have no idea. What's that in my head? I think a lot of this, Herman, is we've kind of gone from Yellow Pages to website
to
being the focus, to YouTube being the focus,
to where we're
Facebook
using
too.
The total gambit of social media, because people don't want to read page after page of a book. They want it brought to them simply and easily done. The other thing that we did was, I think we brought chiropractic into the mainstream of the people in this local geographical area. I don't think people ever really understood chiropractic. And people looked down on chiropractic. They thought chiropractors just popped their neck, snapped their arms, mm-hmm. or whatever, and that was about it. But there's really much more to it. The doctor has to have a complete knowledge of your bone structure, your ligament structure, and your muscle structure, so that when they are applying a procedure to you, they know exactly which muscle, ligament, or bone area to work on. And that, to me, I think really helped the people who saw the videos, who read the blogs, who watched the YouTube programs, and even the website. Even though websites have kind of gone out of fashion, we are still able to coordinate 3 or 4 different social programs, and the people who begin coming in have already seen these, so they have some good idea now of what a chiropractor really does. One program that we did that was really outstanding for me as a marketing person was that Dr. Tony sat down and talked about what it was like and what you should expect from a chiropractor. And after watching that, I know of personal people who came because at first they had a lot of questions about what chiropractors do. Chiropractors have never really been accepted into the medical industry, but I see it being accepted more and more by doctors and physical therapists who have had people in automobile accidents or other type of accidents. They cannot be cured with pills or injections. They actually need to have their body put back in tune, like a good instrument.
Look at this guy.
Before you can get the healing process that you need. Now, my personal experience, if you're interested in that, is
I am.
My personal experience is that I have cancer, and the cancer is prostate cancer. It metastasized in my hips, my knees, and my feet. And by using the programs that I learned, not only videoing the doctor, but watching them afterward, I am able to stretch those areas, make sure that they are in a proper position by visiting the doctor when I'm in a lot of pain, and then I don't have to take the opioids and all the other crap that I would get from
your language is on Facebook.
Pardon me?
What's your language?
Oh.
You're on Facebook.
Okay, you can cut that.
Okay, I'll cut it live. Go ahead, keep going.
So, it has been a big help to me, and it has been a big help to my family. I have a son who's a tattoo artist who bends over all day doing tattoos. He now uses stretching programs that he has learned from the doctor, such as planking, which helps him really stretch out his back. He does a stretch up against the wall with a one-arm stretch on this side, on the right side, then turns around and does a one-arm stretch on the left side. This loosens up his shoulder muscles, his neck muscles, his back muscles, and allows him to go and sit for hours to do the work that he has to do. And to us, it has really been a godsend to learn what chiropractors really do. So this has been a process for the doctor and myself. We started out basically blind, only knowing about websites, and educated each other as we went along until now we are handling all the various websites and connecting them all together so that when you look at one, it will lead you to another, which will lead you to another.
It's a rabbit hole.
Yes. And and they're designed so that you can watch them in a sequence. The other thing that really has impressed me is the clients that the doctor has come in and do presentations of their own about how they were taken care of. And it's surprising how many people have lived with pain in their shoulders and their hips and their back, and even scoliosis, which is a terrible situation to have. And by coming in to see the doctor, they've been able to eliminate that pain and go about their jobs or their sporting events without having to worry about the pain that they had suffered up until their appointments with the doctor. I am also, the other thing that has really interested me is the amount of sporting people or people that do redundant jobs at various fulfillment houses around our area, to where if they're moving a box from this point to this point to this point to this point, and finally you end up with back pain. But once you know how to do the stretches before you start, and after you start, then moving these boxes or whatever they're moving becomes a natural movement based on how the doctor showed you to move your body. Now, that may not sound like something that is important, but if you are moving something daily on an assembly line, it becomes extremely important. I wish that back a few years ago that I had met Dr. Tony, because I was the production manager for Whammo Toys. Mm. And we had 300 women in there moving a toy from one operation to another operation to another operation. These women would get back pain, knee pain, and arm pain, and hand pain. It could have been resolved simply by knowing how to pick it up, how to place it down, and how to prepare for the next one without just grabbing and jumping on it. So this has been quite a, from a marketing perspective, it's been really exciting. But from a medical perspective, it has helped me personally not have to go see a general practitioner or a specialist every time I have a pain. And above all, I don't have to take all the medications that are prescribed by other doctors.
I mean, a lot of this too is as we educate our small world of Upland, Claremont, Cucamonga, Ontario, Montclair, a lot of it is how do we expand that more and more? How do we educate our people first? And so people call it marketing, whatever you want to call it. At that point, they know how to do the things. We need help, they come and see us, like you do, like your family does, like my friends do.
Exactly.
You know? Everyone has the back, everyone has a neck. So how do you make sure that stays healthy so you don't have the pain? And by educating the videos, educating patients by through the videos, understand where the pain's coming from. So you're not running to a pill every time. You're not running to your doctor and getting a surgery or a shot that has a high risk of causing other side effects versus living your normal life, living a high quality life, getting back to it by getting an adjustment if need, you're getting at least assessed with an x-ray that we do on site, allow your body to get healthy and stay healthy. That's the plan. Yeah. Anything else, Mr. And just the background, he's done my videos for the last maybe 5 years, maybe even longer than that, probably close to 8 years or so.
Yes.
And we've done some. Yeah, we've been there for 11 years. I've been at the senior centers for about since 2015. I mean, before that too, but that was our monthly thing we'd go to.
Yes.
And you are, what's your prescription for your glasses? What's your vision like?
20/80, and blind in one eye.
You've been blind for how long?
I've been blind since 2004.
So even before you met me.
Yes, even before I met you, and I'm the cameraman.
Yeah, how does that work?
That works out pretty good, as long as I can see him.
I go like this, over here. He goes by sound sometimes, too. So a lot of you have had fun by doing this stuff. We've done a lot of background learning what the next thing is. And I think right now what we're doing is getting more things out to different social media, from platform to sound to the website, so everyone sees it all the time.
It has been an exciting time for me, because instead of going to college to learn something that was basically irrelevant, I was able to spend these last few years with Dr. Tony learning about the human body and how far it can go and how far it can come back to be repaired. And the other thing that I learned in life was don't go to the dog park and start talking to people. You have no idea what you're getting yourself into.
Why is that, Reverend Herman, sorry?
Well, as all I said was, how are you doing? And you said something about your patients, which really got my attention, because he was a very young man out with his dog and his daughter, and I thought, wow.
Well, you start talking about websites. I'm like, oh, I do a website. Oh, okay. Let's talk more and more. So he's done even websites before I met him for Lou, a plumber locally, too, and done well with that. So I was more interested, okay, what is the next thing? It was great timing.
Yes.
Put us in the same position, the same location, the same time, yes. Which 11 years later now we're still friends.
Yes, we are.
Still go to eat and go do videos when we can.
And just learning about the body was, for a person who likes to go to school, likes to learn things, learning about the body was really, really interesting to me. I had no concept of how anything worked in the body. You just seemed to grow up with one, and as you grew up, the pain or the disabilities in your body took hold of you, and like other old people, I sat around on the porch and discussed my pains. Well, I sit around on the porch now, but I don't discuss my pains because I don't have any. When I have a problem, whether I feel like I've dislocated a shoulder from falling down, which I do because I don't see well, or other problems where I've run into things with my ribs and had bruised ribs, I'm able to come in. And within a few minutes, I'm back in shape again to go back out and face the world to do what I do.
Well, because you not only have you learned, but also been in it to understand how the system works. The human body is the human body. It doesn't change. But how do we treat it can be certain ways naturally and on our own and have our own habits, our own, if you want to call it, tool chest of exercises per se. And even beyond that, too, maybe be ingredients or supplements also, and turmeric, whatever it might be. So you don't have to your own body without having to run the doctor every time and pay a copay, sit there and get another pill. So my thing is, can we teach each other how to do this naturally? Because I didn't know. I learned myself, even after school. It wasn't, this is not taught at school. You learn afterwards how to educate people. The school is basically meant to help pass the boards, and that's basically about it. I mean, sad to say. But overall, can you educate your patients, use that as marketing and content, so at that point, even though Herman's blind, he still goes more blind by watching all our videos. Right?
What are there, about 600 of them now?
At least 600.
Okay.
So you can't keep track of all of them for one, two. Even his wife says, what are you doing going up? Why are you up late?
I sit up at night and watch Dr. Tony's videos. So
trying to keep up.
Another thing that really impressed me about this particular office, and I've had an opportunity to visit other chiropractic offices and other programs that chiropractors put on, is that this office has its own digital x-ray machine. You don't have to get a referral. You don't have to argue with your insurance company. You simply come in, explain the problem. They can take an x-ray of it and tell you immediately what's going on.
Now, we went from digital like this just this last year, January of 2019, because the state was they're cracking down, really literally sometimes, people taking film x-rays, which has a lot of chemicals and hazardous waste too.
Exactly.
So digital now, you had really no problems yet.
Yes.
But with that, and like I said, you get to see them right away. We explain them right away to you, so there's no wait time.
Yes.
You know, I mean, with that office visit, may take you 45 minutes or so, but you get everything in one visit, not come back later, and let's discuss results. For me, I'm very impatient. I want to know right now what's going on.
The other thing that I've enjoyed about this is that Doctor has used me as an example in some of his exercises that help me learn them more. However, I have one exercise that I have a little problem with, and that is getting up off the floor. Now, at one point, I was actually showing people, other people, how to get off the floor by moving your right leg back behind you and pressing down with your hands on your left knee and lifting yourself up. Since I got cancer and it settled in my hip bones, I can't do that, and I turned out to be very funny one day. Yes. At one of the senior centers, I got down and I turtled it for about 10 minutes before some woman came over and offered me her wheelchair to climb up on.
Not a very good example. Not a good demonstration. It was almost kind of scary because you're a little shaky there too getting up, so I was thinking, is he going to fall?
But it was funny.
Oh, it ended up being funny. I videotaped it. I'll put the link on the,
and
on
everybody,
the show notes afterwards.
Everybody had a good laugh, and it took their minds and opened them up a little more, I think, to the other things that the doctor had to say. And while we're at these senior centers, the doctor will go around and actually help people adjust their canes and their walkers so that they're not bending over causing osteoporosis. Is that the right word?
Osteoporosis or osteoarthritis too, which causes more degeneration of the spine, hunching forward, things like that.
And I am amazed at the amount of people who do not know how to adjust their canes or their walkers. And so by adjusting those without even having to do a procedure on them, he's helped them correct a problem that could have gotten really severe. So that those are the things that have really impressed me about using Euclid Chiropractic and Dr. Tony in specific. The other thing that I like is there's nothing here for sale. You cannot buy vitamins.
Sorry.
You cannot buy any kind of medication here. This is a chiropractic office. And they practice chiropractic to the nth degree to make sure that when you leave here after however many sessions you require, you are feeling better. The area that was damaged or hurting has been repaired, and you haven't had to take one vitamin or one oxycodone or one opioid. And to me, that's extremely impressive because I don't like to take that kind of stuff. And I think there's a lot of people out there now who are learning that these things can be seen very dangerous.
Even in the news too, there's even with the presidency candidate, coming on too soon, a lot of it is the opioid scare, the opioid concerns. It's been around for a couple decades now. But
yes,
now it's becoming more aware because people don't want to pay out of pocket. When they're not seeing the benefit, people are speaking out, hey, look, it's killing 300 people a day.
Yes.
How is that okay? So now it's becoming more of main media news, versus before it was more the in the back pages.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess my point is that marketing is a crucial part of business. And Dr. Tony was wide open to social marketing instead of the old-fashioned marketing where you, again, as I said earlier, you send out literature and then you have someone call them, which is telemarketing, which drives people nuts, but provides good service, which causes word of mouth, and word of mouth builds your business.
Huge.
Now, I would get down on the floor and show you that I cannot get up.
Don't do that.
But I can't let the doctor laugh that much today.
Our liability for the office isn't that good. So I'm trying to avoid less lawsuits and injuries.
But it was funny.
I'll find it on YouTube and post it in the show notes itself, or even as a comment, too. Because it was funny afterwards, a little scary watching them almost fall. I'm like, do I call 9-1, push the other one, or not? I'm not sure.
So
we've had a good run, though, right?
We had a good run. It's been a lot of fun and very educational mm-hmm. for me as well as my family.
Mm-hmm. Myself, too, actually, to be honest with you.
Pardon me?
Myself also.
Yeah, I think between the two of us, we learned more about social marketing than a lot of people who have tried it.
Well, we keep doing it. We keep doing it, yes. And we keep adding to what's going on next.
Yes.
And we do our little bit of homework too, and trial and error. Yes. Of what we've done mailers.
Yes.
They didn't work. You know, we've done things that haven't worked, but we've done enough that have worked to make the opposite more successful.
Exactly.
More people.
Exactly.
And as a business, be able to function at a high level.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of freaking work.
A lot of work in the last 10 or 11 years.
Yeah. And still more work to be done. It's not, hasn't slowed down. It just, now it's a high speed, constant speed,
yes,
not acceleration.
It keeps Dr. Tony busy filming
every day.
Videos every day. And it keeps me busy watching them every night.
Putting eye drops in as his eyes are bleeding.
Yeah, that's right. So.
Yeah.
So my take of this whole thing is, I really learned something. I learned something about chiropractic that I was told, and it turned out to be a bunch of crap.
Watch your language.
You can delete
Facebook.
That.
Watch your language. Yep, deleting it again.
Okay. It turned out to be a lot of nonsense.
Thank you.
And the people who have fear for chiropractics should watch the one video for sure that where the doctor describes chiropractic, what it does, what it doesn't do, which is really important, and how soon you can expect relief from the various pains and maladies that you have.
And a lot of it is when you do that, it gives people everything that you're transparent. There's no questions unanswered, so the anxiety is gone. The fear of
exactly.
What is it? What really is it? Is the rumor
exactly.
that I've heard? No, this is what it is. Yeah.
Well, that's how I feel about it. I hope that this helps other people. Mm-hmm. And someday in the future, when I'm gone, the doctor could look back on this and laugh.
Yes, I shall.
So I've had a good day here. And I turn it over to the doctor to close it out.
That's all it is. I think a lot of it is our history of 11 years of being together. Well, actually, we talked about last year in this video, allows us to see, and even the future too, hey, what does it take
yes.
to run a successful marketing team, I call it,
yes.
Reverend Herman and Dr. Tony Productions, because I just made up in my head, is how do you continue to evolve and evolve and evolve and do the work required to shoot videos, edit
yes.
videos, load to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, whatever is going on that time.
And that is definitely evolution because every time you turn around, computers and the programs that run on them have evolved so much that you can even use your telephone now to shoot videos, and in some instances, I've even seen car commercials shot with.
Yeah.
So it is an evolution.
It's a never-ending, never-changing system of what people want to make their lives easier and more efficient and less cumbersome.
Exactly.
You don't have to have a big shoulder camera anymore. You use your phone like we are right now. Hook it up to a simple microphone I borrowed from Dr. Bob, the optometrist, which I'll continue to borrow permanently, I think, at this point. But a lot of people keep things essentially simple. At that point, make good content if you can. I don't know if it is or not. I don't know. But more and more and more so people have an idea of what we do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, Herman.
And I think that once they come in and find out what they do, or they watch that video that the doctor has done about what chiropractic
is. What to expect,
is,
yep.
They lose their apprehension to come in. So it's not snap, crackle, and pop. It really is a lot of training, a lot of experience, which the doctor has, and for me, it's been a lot of fun.
Me too. Fun, work, and tears, blood, sweat, everything, I don't know.
And every now and then a lunch.
Yeah, like right now, I think. We have a reservation about 10 minutes, so we better get going. All right?
Okay.
Herman, thank you for all your...
Doctor, thank you.
Your help.
I truly enjoyed it.
Another 11-plus years of assistance from my blind cameraman.
All right? There you go.
Thanks for watching, guys and girls.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
Hope this interview with Herman helps you understand that marketing, especially in healthcare, can be tricky sometimes and takes a lot of work. Doing outside workshops, putting stuff on YouTube, editing videos all day too. Part of the reason we do this is to make sure our community understands that being in healthcare means you educate people, makes you help them understand. It's not patient of yours to still help them understand what it takes to get and stay healthy, in our sense, naturally, without medications for one too, is from a chiropractic perspective. Also too, part of our talk was understanding that part of educating people is also including some entertainment, making sure they understand that by entertaining someone, you actually get them to educate too and learn that and pay attention to overall marketing, right? So again, our show notes has all the highlights to all these different topics from what we talked about today. Go to the highlights if you want. Also go to previous show notes, even our Facebook page, to leave information there or contact directly, but also just enjoy good health people for the next, hopefully another 11 plus years with Mr. Herman, my friend. All right, so have a good day.